It's 5:44 on this Thursday. This is Jill Dittmeyer with you once again. Well, you might not associate the Indianapolis 500 with craft beer, unless, of course, you're thinking about stocking your race cooler and you're looking for that tasty beverage in a can, of course. But you probably should. And joining me live in studio this afternoon is Sean O'Connor. He's the president and founder of the Flat 12 Beer Works. They opened in 2010 down in the Holy Cross neighborhood of downtown Indianapolis. Welcome, Sean.
Welcome, Jill. Thanks.
Good to have you
here.
Great to
be here. Great to see you.
And the name of the brewery is racing related.
It is. You know, I'm very passionate about racing. My family's been in Indy for 5 years. You know, my grandfather and Tony Holman were good friends. So when I started the brewery, you know, I wanted to have something around the racing. And so the Flathead 12-cylinder engine. So a lot of people ask, well, how did you and James Hinchcliffe get hooked up? Well, it was just an honest, natural fit. We already had the racing ties. We didn't go out searching for something to try and be a quick, you know, gimmick. And he and I shared the same accountant, Cox Beckman Goss. And he was looking to do something really cool in Indy on a sponsorship. He and I hit it off and started off as one keg, turned into the beer throughout the month, turned into cans, turned into shipping to Canada. And now, you know, Monarch's picking up almost daily at the brewery to keep all the stores stocked right now. It's fantastic.
It's the Hinchtown Hammer Down. And the only thing that can make it more fantastic is his story and what he went through. And you guys already had the business relationship and everything set up before everything happened.
We did. You know, we had this situation set up for, we're about in our fourth year with it right now. And obviously we know last year, the accident that nearly cost his life. And, you know, so much respect goes out to all the staff at IMS and the hospitals, and you know, that were able to save his life, literally. You know, if it was at any other track, he would have bled to death.
Yeah,
you know, and it's pretty neat. And you look at something like that, and there was one of the drivers, I think it was Tony Kanon, that made the comment. He said, "You know, we're just not normal people. We drive a car 240 miles an hour straight into a cement wall, and we turn the wheel at the last second." You know, so one of the things that was important to me after that accident last year, you know, most importantly, James, who's become a good friend of mine as well, too, and his family's amazing people, that he's safe. And if he never raced again, you couldn't blame the guy.
Right.
You couldn't, you know? But he wanted to. He wanted to get back in and physically being able to get back into the car, but even more importantly, mentally. You know, so last year, Flat 12 is all about supporting James and all the drivers. Making, you know, every single one of those men and women out there on the track saying, thank you for risking your life for our enjoyment. Because it is. It's just simply, you know, our entertainment out there. So now all of a sudden you fast forward, he physically is able to come back, to be able to walk again, to get into a car again. And then he's on the
pole.
And
he's on the pole.
He's on the pole twice.
That's,
you know, I mean,
incredible.
The way that you're doing qualifications, you know, now where you get that fast 9 on Saturday, and he's the fastest guy on Saturday, and then has to go out and do it again on Sunday. I mean, it's a Hollywood story. You know, it's so named. So happy for him. So happy for him.
You guys also have another beer, the Brix Red IPA, which once again pays homage to the 100th running. You've got the Centennial hops in there. It's got a little milk sugar in there for the milk that the winner gets to drink at the end.
And that was neat. You know, the Hinchtown Hammer Down is a light, easy drinking, you know, Pilsner style beer. Everybody's loving it. And James is really getting into the craft beer side. And that was another thing that was natural about this relationship. He's a Canadian. Canadians like to drink beer, right?
Can't get more natural than that. So, also, because the race is going to be shown on Sunday, you guys are opening at 11 on Sunday. You can come down, watch the race live on the big screen. You're also partnering with Prime 47 for Kegs and Eggs, a big buffet on Sunday morning. And you told me right before we went on the air, you don't have to pack your cooler with the Hammer Down because it's available at the track, too.
You got it. Big,
which
big
is
booth
good.
Right out there by the pagoda. And it's great job on IMS by having very reasonable pricing too.
I don't have to ask you who you want to win.
You know, I'm rooting for James for the poll, and there's a few other drivers out there that I've gotten to know through this as well too, that I hope they all do well too.
Safe race to all of them. Thank
Absolutely.
You Sean. Thanks for coming in.
You bet.